First, I would like to raise a few points. The issue of biosecurity is highly important for us, especially in a region like ours, which has been a region of crisis for quite some time and expected to remain so, unfortunately, for in the foreseeable future. We believe that the terrorism, although has receded, but that had been shifted to work most likely underground in the future. So the issue of resorting to unconventional means to harm civilians through using biological or chemical or radiological material is probable. And we believe that a lot of countries, they are unaware of these threats, especially countries who are adjacent or bordering countries with crisis. And maybe it will, for many reasons, a lot of countries, they are either busy with more pressing issues internally. And therefore, maybe the assistance should be rendered to such countries because a cross-border threat is highly probable in these cases. And a lot of countries, their setup may not be capable in their setup to receive or any response or receive any assistance regarding biological threats. And maybe the mechanism should be we should look at their legislations, look at their capabilities, at their gaps, and the threats which could be posed, and based on priority basis, they try to orchestrate a mechanism of response and assistance based on that. In order to have the government be able to receive and utilize the assistance and to sustain such assistance in the future. So I think it should be a tailored program for each country based on the country's circumstances and based on the country's regional crisis and possible threats. Thank you very much.